along the way.
But it can't stop it. Yeah. Okay. The Lord is my strength. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the what?
Strength of my life.
Man, how many of you experienced that? Even like we were talking about, and you were talking tonight about Luik and the different things and the different people. Hey, that lady, excuse me, that man who was going to be beat up, did you know that guy? You met him. Do you know that happened here in Minneapolis with a girl? It was on a Christian radio station years ago. She was walking down an alleyway, and years ago. And some men were going to jump out and do bad things. I don't even remember what. Attack her, and somehow, for some reason, don't ask me the details anymore, they met her again later, and they told her that they were going to, but they couldn't because of the two big men on each side of her. Those are real. Even Derek, that man that you know that was walking and was going to be beat up, did he see two men next to him? Same thing with this girl. So you might not see something, but somebody else wanting to do you harm will, and those are more real than anything in this life. Isn't that amazing? That's beautiful. Gabriel? Oh, no, that was the servant, Gehazi.
Yes.
Yeah. There's an artist down in the Smoky Mountains that drew a picture that said, "We're not alone." Do you remember that? Is that the name of it? And he has a picture of Elisha surrounded, and in the mountains is the whole army of God around him. That's us. There's our Iron Dome. Oh, Eliana, that's so real. It's so true. It's so beautiful. It's his love. We serve a living God, and he's with us. I got to tell you, just real quick, and I don't think I've even... In October of 1962, my mom and two sisters were killed in a car accident. Most of you know that, but my dad wanted to take a trip here to Minnesota. We were living in South Dakota. About approximately 6 months after that, we were driving up north. We're from South Dakota. You know, we're hayseeds blown in off the prairie where you can see for 50 miles. You know what I'm saying? So it's a shock for a prairie guy to come to northern Minnesota and you have this wall of trees down each side of the highway and that's all you see. And I do remember I was driving. I was 15, still had my learner's permit. Driving down the road and divided highway, out from the trees at an intersection across the highway, a car came through two stop signs, through the stop sign of the highway opposed, going the opposite direction in the highway, getting onto that lane I was in, creamed us. I didn't see it because it happened so fast. And next thing I knew, I was totally knocked out, of course, and I opened my eyes and I saw a bunch of pines and trees, and my first thought was, oh, this doesn't look like heaven, and I wanted to go. I'm so disappointed. I was hoping to wake up on the other side, and I reached for the car door. There was no door, and the car had obviously spun around. The impact on my driver's side started at the front bumper, and I was driving and the door was torn off somehow. The back seat, brothers and sisters, was about as wide as this, and it looked like an accordion. Satan was trying to kill us again. And I want you to think about the speed you're going and the impact at the front bumper, and right behind the back seat, there's the back seat like an accordion. How many thousandths of a second did I have to be to have that front seat just above that impact? It wasn't my time to go, was it? You know, there's that song, it's so real. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Oh, when she was hit from the back, right? How many of you have had accidents, near accidents, right? We've all experienced so many things with the Lord. He is truly. Okay, let's keep going. Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength. He doesn't give me strength. He is my strength. The Lord himself is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? We need that ahead of us. We need to surround ourselves with it. We need that around us every single day. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh. Come on, you guys. Is that real? Is there enemies? Would they like to eat you up? Yeah. Huh? Would they like to devour you? Yes. How real is that? But how real is our God? Is this a warfare? You bet it is. Is there demons? Probably more than we could even imagine. But who shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Huh? Who shall lay any charge to God's elect? What happened when these enemies came up and your foes and the ones that wanted to eat up the flesh, they did what? Do you love him? How much does Jesus mean to you? Huh? How real is it to you that he's around you and protecting you and helping you, and he is your strength? He's your salvation? He's your oasis to go to? Oh, we are so rich, brothers and sisters. Look at verse 3. Read it out loud with me. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this, really? War against you? Think of that. Those are pretty big words, aren't they? Huh? Though war should rise against me. That's like Moses going down to Egypt, isn't it? A nation against a person, an army against you, war against you. I'll stand. He's with me. You have to know a God, not that just is real, but he's real to you. You have to know that he loves you. You have to know that he protects you. You have to know that he surrounds you. And he's your help. Okay, verse 4, read it out loud with me. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Why? Oasis. Let me drink out of the waters of salvation. Let me absorb his love. Let me absorb his mercy. Let me take it all in. And let it fill me up so that I can go out and stand in this day. Yeah, to what? To behold what? The beauty of the Lord. Don't you love that? Doesn't it get more beautiful every day? Really, I look at these pictures, and I look at him in that expression, and this expression, and this expression. I look. And I see to him, and I look, and I put on a message. Lord, you are so beautiful. Do you ever say that to him? Do you ever tell him how much you love him? Do you ever tell him how much he means to you? Do you know he's longing to hear that from us? He needs to. You're the object of his affection. You're the object of his love. He needs to hear from you. Tell him how beautiful he is. Tell him. Sometimes, don't you just say, Lord, I love you. You are so beautiful. I love what you say. It means more than life to me. I love, Lord, I love what you do. Tell that to him. And then you look at his nature, you look at his character, you look at his attributes and say, I love what you are. Speak to the Lord out of your heart. Tell him how much you love him, brothers and sisters. Verse 5. This is this time. Let's read it together. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He will. That's this day, and this is where we're at, and this is what's happening, and this is what he wants to do with you tonight again. Have you forgotten this? Have you forgotten you've got a safety place? Have you got a place where he wants to hide you? Notice it's the secret place. Doesn't this remind you of the third pole in the secret of his tabernacle? You're hid away in God. No one's in there. Remember what Brother Branham says? No one's in there but you and him. He gives you the orders and you pack them out. Oh, look at those. Look at that man. Look at that woman. Look at that girl. Look at that boy. There's my bride. There's bride material. That's what Brother Branham says, isn't it? Verse 6. Read it out loud with me. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yeah, I will sing. There you go. Now, I want you to think on something. This isn't talking about a church service. This is talking about you and him. This is talking about you and him in a secret place. Do you ever just sing in your heart to Jesus? Do you ever just sing out praises to him? Do you tell him how much you love him? Do you tell him how beautiful he is? Do you tell us, do you ever say thank you for delivering me from mine enemies? Thank you for not letting and having demons overtake me? Thank you for delivering me from unbelief. Huh? You've protected my faith even. Think of that. He's so wonderful. Okay. 7. Let's read it out loud. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. And he does. 8. And when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face. They're personal, isn't it? Intimate, isn't it? Secret, isn't it? Beautiful, isn't it? He says, come to the oasis and let me fill you up. Verse 9, let's read it out loud. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Thou hast been my help. You know what? Brother Branham says this. David's experience of God in his life is what brought him to Goliath and made the statement, today I will take off your head. I'll stand upon you. Right? What does it say here? Thou hast been my help. Okay? He needs to hear these things from us. Lord, you've been my help. So that what I'm facing right now, I have no fear. Because you've been there. You've been there and you proved yourself over and over and over. You're here today. And you'll be here tonight. And you'll be here tomorrow because you said you would never leave me or forsake me. Amen. Okay. Where did we read? Yeah, 9. Let's go to 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord... Never feel that way. Lord, everybody's left me. Lord, I don't have anybody. No, he says, you got me. Right? Remember adoption, you guys? Do you remember the message? You will be tried. You must be tried. And what does Brother Branham says? I turn his wife, I turned his family, I turned this against him, I turned that some. What did he say? How did the son respond? Well, you know what I heard the son say? Though you slay me, yet I will trust in you. Right? I have no place to go. When all this world forsakes me, we still got Jesus. Don't you love it? 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. And boy, don't we need that right now. I need the plain path, the simple word of God. God in simplicity, he is here. And he's here for you, and he's here for me. And he's here to get us over there in the condition he wants us in. You hear that? In the condition he wants you in. 12, let's read it. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Now, here's the one. Let's read 13 together. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Let's read it again, but this time a little louder. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Let's say it louder. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land. Again, louder. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land. And that's us tonight. It's where we need. Lord, I need to see your goodness. Okay, 14, stand up. Let's all shout it to the Lord, okay? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah! Blessed be his holy name. Musicians, you come up. Sometimes you just got to stop and talk to him. And you got to take time when you talk to him to listen to him. And you got to let him speak love secrets back to you. Derek, do you have anybody else? Hey, Josh, you have something? Come and teach us something, brother. David. Greg. Please, come up.
I'm so glad that this is my Father's world.
Amen.
He made everything in creation. Amen. Mm-hmm. So glad for that. We know that Satan came in and he's just a squatter is all he is. You know, he's biding his time, but his days are numbered. Amen. And even now all of creation is moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
You see, we've got a heritage. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of just how the special care of the Lord's people and how much he really does watch over them. And he wants his people to be fearless. I'm thinking of a testimony of a brother in South Africa, and I hope I'm getting the story right. I'm getting this part of it right. He was there on the corner preaching, and some around him didn't care for his preaching at all. And they got the gun out and they started firing him, and he kept right on preaching.
Wow.
When he got done,
thank you, Jesus.
He had holes, bullet holes in his jacket, but he himself was not hurt at all.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Lord watches over his people. I'm reminded of Darlene Bagler
yes,
Rose
yes, yes.
When she was there in Papua New Guinea, when yep. She was there the men had been taken away. I think maybe perhaps Dr. Jeffries was still there. But there were people, the evil, demon-filled natives were moving in, and they knew that house was full of women, right? And they were just going to go in and so forth. But then they saw surrounding that house that they were in were men dressed in white, sentinels all around. And obviously they did nothing. You see, just... Again, another testimony you don't realize, but God's angels are round about those that fear him. Amen. And he's around each one of us tonight. So I just wanted to share a couple of those.
Amen. That's good, brother. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Watching, sing it again. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Do you remember that chorus? Safe am I. How do you go? Safe am I in the hollow of his hands. Do you remember that? Can we do it lower? Safe am I in the hollow of his. Oh, don't you love that? Sing it again. Safe am I, safe am I in the hollow of his hand. What's the next words? No sheltered or sheltered or in the his love forevermore. No harm shall harm me, no foes alarm me, for he sleeps not day or night. Safe am I in the hollow of. Do me a favor, somebody, let's learn that, okay? Again, that's those old songs are so precious. Don't you love him? Isn't he beautiful? Huh? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Thank you, Lord. David, would you come up and close in prayer for us? You've been so quiet tonight, David. It's about time to hear him. Say something. Tell us how you love the Lord, brother.
Wasn't it Suzanne Wesley that she pulled her? You said take 5 minutes. You
know, yes.
In your day. Didn't she pull her apron over her head?
Yes, she did. Heard that.
And just take that little time.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord. And you truly are the strength of our salvation, light of our life. Lord, we ask that now we go out, Lord, and Many things will be against us, Lord, but through you we are overcomers, and we thank you for that. Amen. In your precious name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Shake one another's hands tonight. Say, hey, you know, if there's any way I can help you wash the feet, dirt, the world off of your feet, I'm here for you. I'm here to help. I'm here for you, not against you. We're here to encourage one another, not discourage one another. We're here to edify one another, correct? Let's do that. Shake one another's hand. Blessed be the tie that